This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. As several states in the American West face intense drought, it's shaping up to be a very difficult year for New Mexico farmers because of limited irrigation supplies, with some saying conditions haven't been this dire since the 1950s. Snowpack and precipitation are below average, spring runoff is trailing, and New Mexico comes in last among nearly a dozen western states for dismal reservoir storage levels. Along the Rio Grande, New Mexico's largest reservoir stands at less than 11% capacity, meaning the irrigation season for farmers in the southern part of the state will likely start late and include only small allotments. Managers with the Middle Rio Grande Conservancy District are in a position not seen in decades. There's no extra water in reservoirs, and interstate water sharing agreements are restricting both storage and releases from upstream reservoirs, since New Mexico has fallen short of what it owes Texas. Statewide, more than half of New Mexico is dealing with exceptional drought, the worst category. A year ago, there was no exceptional or even extreme drought in the state. In Albuquerque, water utility officials have issued a drought declaration. Outdoor watering is limited to twice a week, and fines for wasting water have doubled. Watering restrictions also went into effect yesterday in Las Cruces. Water managers are warning that it will be a struggle to meet irrigation demands if spring and summer rains do not develop, leaving the Rio Grande to potentially go dry through Albuquerque. New Mexico has reported oil and gas production increased by more than 10% last year compared to the year before, even as demands for fuel dropped during the pandemic. The Carlsbad Courant-Argus reported that data from the state's Oil Conservation Division showed the state produced about 370 million barrels of oil in 2020 compared to 330 million barrels the previous year. The New Mexico Oil and Gas Association said the industry generated $2.8 billion last year. Although the state produced the highest amount of oil since production tracking began in the 1970s, officials said growth was down from a 33% increase between 2018 and 2019. New Mexico health officials reported 218 new cases of COVID-19 today and 7 additional deaths. The state has reported a total of more than 192,000 known COVID-19 cases and 3,949 related deaths since the pandemic began. Bernalillo County, the state's largest, which includes Metro Albuquerque, had 70 of the new cases today, more than any other county. Doña Ana County reported 29 new cases, and Sandoval County reported 22 new cases. The number of infections is thought to be far higher than reported because many people have not been tested. Studies suggest people can be infected with the virus without feeling sick. An animal advocacy group is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of those responsible for the deaths of 5 horses found in southern New Mexico. Animal Protection New Mexico announced today that the horses appeared to have been shot and their bodies left in March in and around the mountainous community of Cloudcroft. The New Mexico Livestock Board responded after getting reports about dead animals. Officer Skylar Davis said the investigation was ongoing and asked the public to contact the agency right away if they find any more dead horses in the area. This is KUNM.